From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A Russian court has sentenced opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 15 days in prison, a day after he and hundreds of other protesters were detained at an anti-corruption rally. Navalny was taken to a Moscow court Monday, hours before the Kremlin publicly called the protests a provocation to violence and accused organizers of paying young people to attend the rallies. The court said he was guilty of resisting police orders. Earlier, he was fined the equivalent of $350 for organizing an unauthorized protest. Navalny responded to the charges. He said, "These people demand political representation, and I strive to be the political representative for those people, and that is why I have the right to run for office." Tens of thousands of Russians demonstrated in cities across the country Sunday in support of a call by Navalny for accountability among Russia's elite. The U.S. military says the death of civilians in Iraq's northern city of Mosul is a terrible tragedy and that it's investigating allegations that airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition killed as many as 100 civilians there earlier this month. The Pentagon said an initial review showed coalition warplanes conducted strikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul's Old City. Iraqi forces with the coalition air support are working to regain control of western Mosul from Islamic State fighters who seized the city in mid-2014. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated the importance of Israeli and American cooperation in the battle against militant Islam in the Middle East Monday, saying the two countries must stand together to ensure light triumphs over darkness and hope triumphs over despair. He also emphasized the importance of preventing Iran from ever developing nuclear weapons. Speaking Monday morning via satellite at the annual policy conference of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Netanyahu called on the United States to vanquish the Islamic State group from the areas it now controls and build alliances with moderate Muslims in the region to make sure IS doesn't return.
Israel is committed to working with President Trump to advance peace with the Palestinians and with all our neighbors.
He thanked President Donald Trump for his vocal support of Israel and U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley for boycotting a U.N. standing agenda item that requires the Human Rights Council to debate Israeli human rights abuses against Palestinians, the only one of its kind. South Korean prosecutors have decided to ask for an arrest warrant for ousted President Park Geun-hye in the corruption scandal that has forced her from office. Yonhap News Agency reported that prosecutors requested the warrant Monday. South Korea's Constitutional Court dismissed Park from office earlier this month following her impeachment by lawmakers over allegations she colluded with longtime friend Choi Soon-sil to extort companies to donate nearly $70 million to dubious foundations in exchange for favorable treatment. Park has denied any wrongdoing. The prosecution statement says a lot of evidence has been gathered, but as the suspect denies most of the criminal allegations, there's a possibility of her destroying evidence. With Park out of office, South Korea will vote for a new president on May 9th. UN officials say six humanitarian aid workers were ambushed and killed in South Sudan. The official said the workers were killed Saturday as they traveled in a convoy from the capital Juba to the eastern town of Pibor. Eugene Owusu, the top UN humanitarian official in South Sudan, said he was appalled and outraged by the heinous murder. Japanese officials say eight high school students are feared dead after being engulfed in an avalanche at a ski resort in eastern Japan. Three other students were injured. At least one teacher is missing. Japanese officials say the students were participating in a mountain climbing outing early Monday in the town of Nasu, about 175 kilometers north of Tokyo. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.